But he has a stupid face. And what does that mean? What's a stupid face? We read that on the surface. Remember, this is being written by some weirdo British guy for an English audience. He had fair hair and a stupid face, or at any rate, there was a lack of cunning in it. It was an open face. And so it seems that really what we're saying here is that he doesn't have any big hidden plan. Stupid in the fact that what you see is what you get, which kind of leads to honesty and straightforwardness. He has kind eyes and a reliable or faithful expression. Sounds like a dog. As though he were a good learner who enjoyed being alive and did not believe in original sin. That's one of the questions that's going to come up, whether you believe in original sin. He had never been unjustly treated. Now all the four sons of Morgusa, just being they're her sons, make them unfairly treated, will be unfairly treated one way or the other. So he was kind to other people. So his experience, again, why Sir Ector? Because he'll have this positive experience. Arthur still uses words with battles like splendid, and so he still hasn't gotten over some of his childishness. And Merlin is kind of frustrated, and he's frustrated that Arthur is not maturing fast enough. And when he's thinking of maturing, he's thinking of thinking. His intent is that Arthur should start thinking on his own. And later in this book, The Queen of Erin Darkness, Arthur even kind of says himself, hey, you know, I've been thinking, and the result of this thinking is I'm wiser. So thinking is a positive thing.